In your tour of duty, Vietnam was part of it.
Yes, I went to Vietnam.
Tell us about that experience, Vietnam.
Well, we went up and down the coast. We were assigned certain areas in Vietnam, and we worked mainly with the Army. We were close in to shore. They would call upon us every once in a while. We were to keep any Viet Cong from going around out from sea and going behind the troops, because they could go around and get behind them. They would call upon us to fire a few rounds at certain targets. We were close to shore, and we would fire whatever they wanted. That was about it. We'd be out there for about 3 weeks or so, and then we'd go to Japan or someplace, and then we'd go back over there, and we'd rotate it around. We'd get a different assignment, but it was different.
You must have enjoyed, you had to enjoy living on a ship.
I was a chief, so we had different quarters.
Chief, what does that mean, chief?
Well, I was a radioman chief. I was in charge of the radio.
Okay.
And communications. Now, I had a communications officer that was over me.
But you had special quarters then?
For chiefs, yeah. You know, it wasn't elaborate, but we ate separately. And we had a regular, like, kitchen table, and it was like 14 chiefs.
This is in the 60s then that you're there. Diane, where are you living then?
Seattle. Well, Redmond, Washington.
Yeah.
Were you then caught up in the conversation about Vietnam and whether the United States should have been there or not? Was that an issue with your people?
No.
Not at all?
No. I just went where I was told to go and did what I was told to do.
So the discussion was never on ship whether we should be here or not. But the United States conversation drove Lyndon Johnson out of office, so
well,
you weren't...
I ran into some things that made me quite upset with the population of this country, yes.
Like what?
Well, I had a VW bus, and I was going out in California, and those folks out there use that thing like a chalkboard. They would write obscenities and things on it because I had a military sticker on my car. And I had to have a sticker to get on the base. They're right on the side of my VW bus. A lot of places they didn't want you to wear your uniform because that would attract their attention.
So the very fact that you had a military sticker on your VW bus, they in essence attacked the bus by graffiti and writing on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. They used it like a chalkboard. You got a nice big long side. They weren't too kind words either, you know, a lot of times.
Did you even fear for yourself?
I did not, but I could see why people would.
Yeah. We've heard stories about soldiers coming home from Vietnam. They'd come to the airport and they'd change into their civilian clothes.
Sure.
So the populace wouldn't identify them.
Yeah, I think there was a time I had a worse.
Well, when you came home from Vietnam, he flew home early.
Yeah.
He left the ship and flew home.
That's right, and I flew into San Francisco.
And they didn't have uniforms on?
Yeah, I flew into San Francisco and was at Treasure Island. We put civilian clothes on then.
So everybody was told to do that, yeah.
If I remember right, too, Bob, they used to, when the ships would come in from the war, they would have big bands and all. They didn't. They kept it very quiet. Right after he got home from Vietnam, we left right after that, Seattle, and were stationed down San Diego.
Well, yeah.
We lived in Cardiff.
We lived in Cardiff, and I drove into San Diego every day.
Okay, so you hadn't left the Coast Guard yet. Your next thing was to go to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. But schooling.
What was that schooling about?
Advanced radio school, just advanced training.
Are we coming up then to the end of the war?
No, I believe it was still going.
It's still going.
So you couldn't wear your military uniform?
Didn't wear it.
They didn't recommend it, but we still had stickers on our car to get on the base.
How did this make you feel then? Here you were, service?
Not very well.
Right.
Now, I know I harbored bad thoughts.
Because?
Well, you know, I think I'm serving my country, and my country's treating me like mud, you know?
Right.
It just wasn't very pleasant.
Right.
And from there, I went through advanced training there, and then we got sent to Boston.
No, we went back up Los Angeles
for a while.
Long Beach, because you worked at the district office.
District office for a while. From there, we got sent to Boston.
Yep.